One of the greatest preachers of the 20th century, certainly in Britain, was George Duncan. He preached in the famous Tron Church in Glasgow and had a great preaching ministry right across the British Isles and indeed right across the world. On one occasion he was invited to preach live from Keswick, and it was going to be broadcast on the BBC. Hard to believe that back in those days the British Broadcasting Corporation would allow an evangelical, Bible-believing Christian pastor to preach the Word of God live on air. How things have changed. But that's what Mr. Duncan did. And he took for his text his favourite verse of Scripture, Philippians chapter 1 and verse 21, where the Apostle Paul says, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." He took the first part of that verse, "For to me to live is Christ." He said, what unforgettable words these are. In our English language, they are all single syllable words. It's a verse, therefore, that is easy to quote, easy to memorize, and as well, easy to understand. What a verse. A verse, he said, for victorious Christian living. I wonder, could your Christian life and experience be described today as victorious? Are you living in constant victory, maybe with the occasional defeat? Or are you living in constant defeat with just the occasional victory? There is such a thing in the Bible, and the old saints believed it, as a victorious Christian life. Paul said, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. He said, sin shall not have dominion over you. John said concerning the devil that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. There is such a thing as a victorious Christian life. Are you living a victorious Christian life today? Are you living in joy, or are you living in defeat? Are you living with victory, or is the Christian life to you just a burden, just a chore? For to me to live is Christ. That's what Paul said. That was his watchword. That was his life's verse. For to me to live is Christ. My life, he says, is all focused on Jesus Christ, my Saviour and Lord. Every waking hour, every day, every week, every month, every year that God gives, he wants to make it count for Christ. Now, Mr. Duncan said there are three wonderful things about this text of Scripture. For to me to live is Christ. First of all, he said there is something personal. To me. To me. You know, we can so easily get caught up, what's everybody else doing? What's the popular thing to do nowadays, even in Christian circles? What's popular? What's the common opinion? What's everybody else doing? What are other Christians doing? What are other churches doing? What's the world doing? What's the common political agenda or ideology? What's the common trend in society? Paul had died to all of those things, and he says, this is something that is personal to me. Doesn't matter what the rest of the world's doing. This is about me. Someday, I will stand before God and give an account of my life. Daniel and his three friends didn't care what all of Babylon was doing. They personally had to make a choice. Paul said this is something personal. It's also something practical. For to me to live. For to me to live. The Christian life is not a flash in the pan experience. It's not just getting to heaven on a wing and a prayer. It's not just having a profession of faith. It's not just a Sunday religion. It's something that should be every single day. Paul said, I die daily. He said here, for to me to live. He's going to live to the glory of God, making every day of his life count. What are you living for? What's your life about? What's your goal? What's your longing? What's your plan? What's your purpose? Something here that is personal. Something here that is practical. And also he said something that is possible. For to me to live is Christ. He said, writing the church at Philippi again, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. The Christian life is impossible to live in the flesh. We can't live the Christian life by intellect, by human decision, by human ability. We can't live the Christian life in the flesh. We live the Christian life by faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. What are you living for today? Leonard Ravenhill once asked the question, is what you're living for worth Christ dying for? The victorious Christian life. For to me, to live is Christ. Make that your life's goal. Make that your life's ambition. Make that your life's purpose. Make this your life text, and live to the glory of God before it be too late. Labour for treasures of worth, so one day whenever you stand at the judgment seat of Christ, you will do so with no regrets. God bless you all. See you next time.